This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A recommendation from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to reschedule cannabis could help Colorado's cannabis industry. CPR's Ben Marcus reports the move would help businesses with their taxes. Currently, they are not allowed to deduct normal expenses on a tax form.
This is at a time when cannabis sales have declined hugely, kind of for the first time since legalization. They're down 20%+. So the industry is feeling the pain. Businesses are closing, consolidating. So any kind of financial help like this is welcome.
CPR's Ben Marcus. The Drug Enforcement Administration has the final say on rescheduling. Denver Public Schools is nearly fully staffed with mental health supports for students, an area where many districts are struggling. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The district had success recruiting last year's psychology interns and graduate students. Many will carry on this year as full-time school psychologists. Every district-managed school has the required minimum of one mental health provider, and across all schools is almost at the minimum. DPS reports that a quarter of mental health staff are people of color. That compares to 14% identifying as such nationally. Last year, 607 students received individual therapy or substance use support. 70% reported reductions in anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress symptoms. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It takes a lot of electricity to run municipal water systems. A new hydroelectric plant being built in Pueblo is expected to help cut those costs. Pueblo Water's Matt Trujillo says they'll use pressurized water already coming into the system from the Arkansas River to generate power on site.
It'll take the water, generate electricity on site, and then put the water back in for our production.
The new plant is expected to open early next year. Total cost for the project is around $10 million. It's 6 minutes after 8, and next on Morning Edition, the uncertain fate of prisoners still being held at the U.S. camp at Guantanamo. This is CPR News.